This podcast is supported by The Real Real. You know what I love most about the holidays? Giving gifts. But not just any gifts. Real gifts. Thoughtful gifts. Oh my God, how did you know gifts? That's why I love gift shopping with The Real Real. The Real Real is the most trusted name in authenticated luxury resale. And it's a holiday shopping secret I'm going to let you in on. Whether it's a surprisingly affordable pristine condition bag for your BFF, a vintage find that's cool enough for the Gen Zer in your life, or even something your impossible to shop for dad will love. Get used to saying, I found it on The Real Real. Seriously, with over 10,000 new arrivals dropping every day from brands like Gucci, Fendi, Prada, Louis Vuitton, Tiffany & Co., and Cartier, there's guaranteed to be something for everyone on your list. Oh, and did I mention that everything's up to 90% off retail?
Get $25 off your first purchase at TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com to get your $25 off. TheRealReal.com.
Welcome to Life's a Draft, the podcast where the topics are wide open and always on fire.
Welcome to Season 9, Episode 3 of Life's a Draft. This is Episode 83. On this podcast, we pick topics and draft our top choices. Fans vote for the winner, which determines the draft order for the next episode. You can follow the podcast on Instagram at Life's a Draft. On this episode, we will draft a new topic, get some cat facts with Catman, and play a game called Four Facts. But first, let me introduce who is with me here tonight. Two straight weekends of anniversary trips and out-of-state concerts has the cat ready to lay low and just enjoy his mortgage. J-Cat is here.
Meow.
I like being doing things sometimes, but back-to-back, like out-of-state trips, man, takes a lot out of you. So just ready to chill. Falcons suck again, and that's not an overreaction. They're really, really bad right now. 5 weeks coming at a good time. I just kind of want to hang out on my couch, but I'm not going to be able to because Coop got tickets to the Bucks-Giants game for free, and I'll be going with him on Sunday to see Tommy Cutlets, baby! Yeah! Let's do it! So, yeah. So my wish will not be granted, but hey, free football, good football. Last time I went with Coop to a game was when AB melted yeah. down and took off his
I was just stuff. Thinking about that. I was like, last time you went to a random game, it was Antonio Brown went nuts.
So let's see what happens this time, fellas.
That's funny. About to grub out soon, want some Thanksgiving food and hang with the family. Nothing new except Skins losing two in a row. Need a bye week bad to get healthy. Still a good season, so can't be upset. Bomar is here.
Yeah, I can't wait for Thanksgiving, boys. Eat that turkey, eat that stuffing, the mashed potatoes, pumpkin pie, cheesecake. Can't wait.
How you doing your turkeys?
I'm gonna air fry mine. I air fried it last year in a charbroil, and you inject it. So it's just like deep frying it, but it's in the air fryer, so.
Sounds delicious.
It is very good.
I'll be over 6:30 for leftover.
Is there a reason to do that once a year? Like, why can that not be more frequent? Because turkey is delicious.
March 7th, let's get together and have like a mini.
Have a turkey. Friendsgiving on March 7th?
I've smoked a turkey outside of Thanksgiving months.
Smoking, yeah. Fool.
Dude, smoked turkey is amazing. Whenever Mission Barbecue has it, I get it.
I feel like it should be as frequent as pizza. Like, almost.
Not that frequent. You get tired.
That's a lot of prep.
Yeah, it ain't that good.
That's a lot. What?
I take a frozen turkey out of my freezer. I got to wait 24 hours before I cook it. Take a frozen pizza out. 22 minutes later, I got Red Baron.
You
got
to brine it. Like, yeah. That brown sugar brine 24 hours before.
Slap it up, flip it, rub it down.
Oh, no. Public now.
No.
Went to his first Bucks game of the season and attended some Veterans Day ceremonies. Catman is here.
Pretty chill. A couple weeks. My coworker was out for 2 weeks. She went to France, so I was holding it down, holding the fort down by myself. So attended a couple Veterans Day ceremonies, one at the high school and another one at one of the local senior centers. So that was interesting. And then, I went and saw the Bucks get a dub. Me?
Were you honored?
Yes. Well, like they always call Coast Guard members to stand, and there's like three of us in like a auditorium full of Anyway. So
picture Rob just going
Yeah.
He's just like
Chapman.
Exactly.
No, they do like each service like song essentially, and then they want everybody to stand. But there's only like, we're always the smallest represented branch anyway. So like when the army stands up, there was like 30 people. So, but yeah, it was good. And then went down, saw the Bucks get a win. They're few and far between this year, more than the Sixers. rough goings right now, rough goings, but it was still cool to be down there. It was an Emirates Cup game, so the floor was all crazy and stuff. It's a good time. Yeah, so that's it. Ready to draft.
Took a trip to Easton for a swim meet and saw parts of Delmarva he didn't know existed. All three Blanchines had a good meet, and the team won again to remain unbeaten in dual meets for the better part of the last year. Shine is here.
Yep. I was driving. I knew where Easton was, but then the GPS just took me in a way that I was like, I don't even know where I'm going. And Katie and I were, she swore that I had been to this YMCA before. And I was like, I don't really think I have. And I hadn't. And when we crossed into Maryland, it was like some random back road. It would have been like seeing like Welcome to Delaware on like Camp Arrowhead Road. And I was like, where are we? But it was cool. Saw Delmarva, parts I've never seen before.
Unified basketball is back, and this guy's trying to keep up with a bunch of high schoolers. Newsflash, he's still got it. Birdo is here.
Not bad for an old man. But now I'm worried. Enough with the introductions. Let's go.
And I'm your host, Eric. The Eagles are rolling along to an 8-2 start, winners of 6 in a row. They dominated the Cowboys and Skins, so that makes me happy. Now maybe the Sixers can turn it around. Currently sitting with the worst record in the NBA. I can't believe I'm saying that, but that is the case right now. It's terrible. It's terrible.
You can't make chicken salad out of chicken poop. And that team right now, until the foreseeable future, they are straight cheeks. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I don't know. Like I thought they were legit championship contenders. So.
One corpulent man-child told you this was not going to happen. I don't want to call myself, you know. I told you. They lack shooting.
Don't tell me suspected. Shoot.
I'm going to comb through the group message so I can – I'll just call – I was trying to prepare you guys for this, man. I'm telling you. Turd City, Philadelphia.
Please help promote us by getting some Lives to Draft merchandise on tpublic.com. They have all sorts of goods with our logo. Christmas is coming up. The link is on our Facebook page, website, and at the top of the voting page. Wait for a TeePublic sale and save some money. Help support the podcast and get some Lives to Draft swag today. With that being said, here are the results of the Best Orange Things draft. In sixth place, Derek W. said, the unhinged all caps of the word rapper did it for me. And TC said, basketball and Reese's Cup. And oh, the wonderful thing about Tiggers is Tiggers are wonderful things. Shine's team, the red and gold, 7.7% of the votes, sixth place.
I am not surprised by the sixth place finish. I am surprised by the 7.7%.
That's what I was about to say. What's the voting? If
wow.
I am shocked I had that many people on my side. Although I knew that rapper would get somebody. And that's all that matters.
It did, apparently. What happened?
They didn't say the rapper. They said the Reese Cup. So your plan worked. You got votes based on cheating, basically. So
it was not cheating.
I explained why I made that pick.
You tried to pull a ruse, and someone fell for it.
It's kind of like Pavlov's dogs. When I see the rapper, I smile. Why do I smile? Because I know it's inside that rapper.
Well, somebody has a comment that I'll read shortly, and you can kind of answer that call about that.
Oh, I will. If it's anything negative, they're going to hear me.
All right. In fifth place, Rick F. said, I almost went with the Oompa Loompas. And Autumn W. said, you had me at Autumn. Catman's team, Orange Blaze, 9% of the votes. Fifth place.
Number one, not last. Number two, go, I didn't lose to an empty wrapper. And number three, I am liking my positioning in this draft. Mm-hmm. I'll take
an empty wrapper. That wrapper's
and
full.
Shine's picking first. I'm good. I'm good.
Yeah, because he's going to pick Reese's gum that hasn't been invented yet.
I have been very stressed out over this first pick because I am not a gum person. So I'm going all over the place with this. And it's not going to be everyone's favorite number one. I'm sure of it. But it's going to be my number one.
Wild card. All right. Fourth place. Corbin B says, campfires are honestly the best orange glow there is. And pumpkin pie makes my wife's heart happy. Happy wife, happy light. Marissa D said, the Lorax. But I also love an Oompa Loompa and the General Lee and campfires and autumn leaves and cantaloupe. Who knew there were so many good orange things? And Randy C said, the Lorax, of course. But there is something that rhymes with orange. The Blorange, which is a mountain range in Wales where the grickle grass grows. It's true. I looked it up. Birdo's team, Mr. Fourth Place, nothing rhymes with orange, 14.1% of the votes.
It's really easy to figure out what my average for the last several episodes is because it's nothing but four. So 4 + 4 + 4 + 4 divided by X equals 4.
Which four's up, dog?
Like, the podium is, like, out of my reach. I can't even get the podium. Not a little win.
In third place, Amanda M. said, pumpkins and cheese got me. Bomar's team, simply orange. 19.2% of the votes. Third place.
Man, I was hoping to be up a little bit higher on the podium, but I got the podium again. Third place, 3-3-3. Yeah, I'll take it.
You know the average finish is always, like, 3 point something. Yeah, it's keeping you afloat for sure. You were tied with second place for most of the voting. Last minute votes trickled in today. And in second place, Matt F. said, I've got another puzzle for you. And Renee F. said, I first wanted to go banana, but all foods. Then simply orange, but something in the orange was diverse, creative, and made me smile. JCAT's team, something in the orange, 21.8% of the votes. Second place.
Hector, yeah, dude. For an abstract orange vote like that to hit second, that's 2 weeks in a row, man, where our two pods in a row where we're feeling good about the situation, man. Let's go. Let's go.
JCAT is crushing the leaderboard right now after two episodes. And in first place, Egg Shen said, got me on goldfish crackers and definitely don't give a F about a wrapper of a Reese's. The wrapper? The wrapper gives you joy? What if it's litter on the ground or in the trash? It's literal trash. Stop trying to cheat a vote.
It's been explained. If you'd listen, you'd know.
Poorly. Poorly explained.
No, greatly explained.
Greatly explained. And the Flamingo said, orange crushes and goldfish are two of my favorite things on earth, so I stopped reading after that. LOL. My team, aren't you glad I didn't say banana? 28.2% of the votes. First place. Feels good. It's been a while.
But food and drink. Terrible.
Well, I mean, what else are we drafting here? Nike swooshes? Somebody actually said the orange juice isn't orange and a Nike swoosh is.
Okay, there we go, boys and girls.
Look, Shine's boy, so you can't be surprised. It's one of Shine's boys, so.
Yeah. I know who it was. Backs me up all the time.
Who was it, Justin?
It does feel good coming in first place.
Huh? Was it Justin?
That's what we live.
Nope.
No.
It was probably tough. Gabe. He probably had his son like filling.
No, Gabe voted for Jacob.
Yeah. No.
I guess Buffalo got the wrong wings son. Or Garfield. Max, I don't know.
Max has my back 100%. Gabriel is, he's there, but in a moment's notice, I don't know which way he's going.
Man, this is going to be tough.
Wrapping up the orange draft, here's what we should have drafted. Carrot Top. The Orioles, Nuff said. Harley Davidson Orange. Orange Starbursts. Orange Pez. Carrots. Curry. Buffalo sauce. Sweet potatoes. Orange juice. Peaches. Hobbs. Puss in Boots. Oscar Tano. Ben Grimm. Ernie. Velma Dinkley's sweater.
Ooh.
Michelangelo. Honestly, surprised you chuds didn't fight over who put Trump on their team. Orange Flowers. Cheez-Its, Circus Peanuts, Yum Yum Sauce, Orange Slushies from Epcot, a topper of Grand Marnier, Blaze Orange Hunting Vest, means one thing, gun season, son. Construction vests, orange Tic Tacs, Flyers jerseys, apricots, traffic signs, tiger lilies, orange soda, marigolds, foxes, sunrises, Velveeta cheese, Crayola orange crayon, cheese puffs, Brock's candy pumpkins, orange Julius, kumquats, and, not saying this would be a pick, but maybe honorable mention, the orange cones. If I recall, you, as in me, Bobby and Pat Wood stole one, if not two of these things, and brought them to my house in Angola by the Bay and put them on my front porch. I said, what do I do with them? And I only remember Pat laughing. Still not sure what you did with them. Those were the things that we should have drafted in the orange draft.
It was borrowed. We repurposed it.
Repurposed. If you're listening, please rate and review the podcast. The more reviews, the more people we will reach. Has anybody reviewed lately? Probably not. Should.
This podcast is supported by The Real Real. You know what I love most about the holidays? Giving gifts. But not just any gifts. Real gifts. Thoughtful gifts. Oh my God, how did you know gifts? That's why I love gift shopping with The Real Real. The Real Real is the most trusted name in authenticated luxury resale. And it's a holiday shopping secret I'm going to let you in on. Whether it's a surprisingly affordable pristine condition bag for your BFF, a vintage find that's cool enough for the Gen Zer in your life, or even something you're impossible to shop for dad will love. Get used to saying, I found it on The Real Real. Seriously, with over 10,000 new arrivals dropping every day from brands like Gucci, Fendi, Prada, Louis Vuitton, Tiffany & Co., and Cartier, there's guaranteed to be something for everyone on your list. Oh, and did I mention that everything's up to 90% off retail?
Get $25 off your first purchase at TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com to get your $25 off. TheRealReal.com.
Help us out.
Now it's time to draft. Boom shakalaka!
This week's draft. Whether you want to freshen your breath or blow some bubbles while you're playing sports, gum can solve both of those problems. So whether or not it stays in your stomach for 7 years after swallowing it is a whole nother story. But the first pick in the gum draft, whether it's minty or bubble, shine.
Shine.
No. I might stay in sixth place, and I don't care.
I hope so.
I know. It's well, good.
I feel bad boat drafting last in this one, J-Cat. It's going to be tough. Some heavy hitters out there that could, like, dominate the draft, I think.
I know, obviously, that there are very popular day-to-day styles and flavors of gum that a lot of people chew very regularly. I am not one of them. So when I think of gum, I think of my childhood almost exclusively because I cannot literally remember the last time I chewed any gum whatsoever. One of my favorite gums as a kid, hands down, was Big League Chew.
Yeah, man.
Big League Chew right off the board.
Shine, that's... Overall, 100% number one.
Number one.
Yeah. It's good. Yeah, it wasn't pick. Making it past
that's
me.
Okay. That's a good pick, yeah. Buddy.
Yeah, you're going to dominate.
It's a good pick.
That's not
my
like
pick.
A dark horse by any means.
All right. Like,
it's a good I mean, pick when you're it's like, my pick, he said.
I mean, I always draft me. And if that's what everyone else, that's kind of surprising because I don't usually
I don't
go.
I know if a lot of females draft.
That was my thought.
So that's, but I think
and
it's
I don't care. It's all good.
Do you have a flavor preference for your Big League Chew?
I was wondering if you were going to make me choose. I wasn't going to choose.
I'm not making you choose. I just, I'm interested in what, yeah. I'm just,
two flavors, kind of three, pop out to me. The original, and I remember grape. Yeah. Ground ball grape was slamming, yeah. Dude.
He's got
I'm
a
not
grape,
a grape man, flavored guy.
It was
guy,
like
but...
instant saliva. You were like salivating. Yeah. As soon as the grape was like real liquidy.
And remember like just, keep on shoving it in as much as you could. And like, you're like,
I give you the black
one accidental like swallow away from dying is no, we won't erase that. Sorry.
You definitely got to pick a flavor because Big League Chew has a lot of flavors.
So yeah, but I don't think anyone, I feel like it's one of those picks where like you're not picking Big League Chew because of the flavor, you're picking because it's Big League Chew.
Yeah. Like, that's I used fun. To feel like I was Lenny Dykstra. I'd grab a big old fat shawl and I throw her in
we
there.
Can we all get the Big League Chew flavor?
We could.
I mean, if Shine took original, like the original, just bubblegum flavor, but I
feel
think
like that's
a
what
little...
he would be drafting. I would.
But I would have to go the original, but I'm telling you, I remember grape being like slamming.
Grape was my favorite, hands down, man. It was so good.
Also known as ground ball grape. But I would say original is going to be the vote getter. So, but someone could pick another one. I don't advise it, but it's possible.
I mean, cause it's going to come up later. I just don't. I agree with what Eric said. People are you're picking Big League Chew for the nostalgia and
experience.
The action of.
And I had to like do
it came in a freaking pouch like Redman. It was brilliant marketing. Yep. Like
it
was
still
just,
is.
It's great. Like. I will still buy a pack of Big League Chew just off the cuff, and then like we'll get into the car and I'll start packing it and be like, "Where's my spinner? I got some chaw." And Amy like,
"I was mad I didn't grab a bag for tonight. I was thought about it when we got on. I was like, man, I should grab a bag." Like,
I don't know if I've seen it for a while.
I got some.
It came back. It was out
coming out.
Yeah, man.
All right. Well, knocked that out of the park apparently.
Yeah, dude, you just crushed it.
No pun intended.
It probably was intended. All right,
dude. I can get it. We can get a 7-pack right now for $18.
It's not bad.
Wait a minute.
It's like $250.
We forgot that Shine lost the last draft, so he has to go find some. We have to find some Tigger gear for him, and he has to wear it.
No, wait, no. I don't remember that at all.
Remember, first of all, you drafted him, therefore you got to double down on it.
I mean, I will.
Just go to my closet.
That's
I'm gonna check the school lost and found. Maybe there's something that the school lost and found underneath the slide. All right, Catman, second pick in the gum draft.
Well, I was excited there for a second because I really thought Shine was just gonna completely whiff and take some like old school, like
true,
you know, Hetley and Weiss gum or something with like first pick, and I was just gonna sit with Big League Chew second pick. But man, so I feel like that's a monster off the board, right? That's like Peyton Manning, like that's for a draft. Like I feel like everything else is kind of So I'm going. Apparently, this isn't out right now. I didn't know that. I feel like it's coming back, or maybe it's already come back. Introduced in 1893, Wrigley, shocker. The fruit that serves as the model for its flavor is kept vague in advertising, though in 2003 characterized the combination of banana and pineapple, and some people say it resembles jackfruit, whatever jackfruit is. Going juicy fruit.
Juicy fruit.
It's going to move you.
Wow. It's an interesting pick, man.
It's like a gum I'll grab if I want something to taste good. Now,
really?
For the sake of like freshening breath, I don't think it's the best choice. But if you're, if you just want something that's going to taste good and chew.
That was my
like,
mom's go-to.
Juicy fruit all day.
Juicy fruit. So I feel like there's not a huge difference between a lot of what's left on my list. I don't think it's going to be a mover or a shaker, but second round, juicy fruit.
Pretty banging.
I'm happy where this fell to me because if you can't have Big League Chew,
oh my gosh,
we're going for experience. This gum did not come in a wrapper. It came in a 6-foot roll for you.
Ah, bubble tape, baby.
Bubble tape. And it's still, and my kids like it. And I still watch them pull it and like pinch it off with a little like cutter and like roll it up and eat it. So give me that 6 feet of bubble gum for you, not me.
Not them.
Bubble tape
was so great. You done messed up.
Which bubble tape are you going with?
It's the original.
What's the original?
Now?
It's just called
bubble gum flavor.
Yeah,
original.
Yeah. Well, there's Hubba Bubba, and then there's another one, right?
Yeah, he said Hubba Bubba.
Oh, okay.
Didn't you, bro?
Yeah. Didn't Hubba Bubba buy it from the original producers of it?
I don't know, man. Hubba Bubba bubble tape is the.
Because I thought another.
It didn't always come with the little cutter off thing. It was
no,
like,
not at all.
You had to close it.
Chomp. Yeah, but yeah, the cutter is nice, like a tape dispenser.
Put the end of it in your mouth and it's where that, and like slowly sort of eating it and just bit it
like
off.
It's like fruit by the foot, but better.
I don't know about that. I don't know if you can get better than fruit by the foot, dude.
I don't know. I like fruit snacks now. There's like fruit roll ups and stuff. It's too like don't know.
You're like salivating. Like you can't like Pavlov's dog if you put like
bring
a fruit roll up in your mouth.
How'd you like that?
You might have, I might have messed up, Bobby. That's on my list.
Rob, I was not going to say anything to pick, but I don't even like juicy fruit, and that could have been a third or fourth rounder, in my opinion.
You're maybe not voting. You don't like anything, Bobby, so that's not a shocker. Like, what?
I just put Wrigley's three better ones than juicy fruit. It doesn't last. It lasts like 3 seconds. But
yeah, there's a lot.
It's going to be a – yeah, it's a hot
time. A lot of gum nowadays, yeah, though, man. Like, come on now.
Three picks in, he's already coming at people.
No, I just – that's the – point of this podcast for stating our opinion. Juicy fruit's not even on my draft board, but it could get votes. But I don't think about
it. Yeah, you never know. It does stick out. It's not just another mint gum, so you never know what you are going to do.
Yeah, I got like 17 mint gums on my list, so
I'm happy then because I got a bunch of things on mine.
All right, Bomar, and that's what you wanted. You're trying to get slipped.
The problem is, if I don't take this one, I know most likely J-Cat's going to draft it. But I'm going to have to go with my childhood. And since the tape was taken and the Big League Chew was taken, I am not going with the Hubba Bubba, but I'm going to go with the Bubblicious.
Bubblicious.
Now, all right. Yeah, Bubblicious, I feel like you have to have a flavor.
I think you got to go with flavor of Bubblicious.
So I was going to say there's only two flavors worthwhile.
Yeah.
And one was spoken earlier, but I'm not going to go that one. I'm going to go watermelon.
Watermelon Bubblicious is top tier all time. Good. Oh my
watermelon,
God.
Baby. Nope.
Wow.
So good. Yeah.
I can't believe Bo took that.
Now, yeah, if I didn't go Big League Chew, that's where I was going.
Ooh.
Bubblicious watermelon, man.
Yeah. That would have been the number one.
I could not figure out, like, I was researching this and you actually. Like it never popped up. It was always the Hubba Bubba stuff. I'm like,
Bubblicious is so good.
Is Bubblicious still around?
Ruled my world. Yeah.
It's still around, right?
So. Yeah.
Bubblicious is.
I got to stop and look at the gum section tomorrow, man.
My mouth was actually watering when you guys said great. When I was thinking about that.
I told you it's the salivating. The great made you like salivate. Something about it.
Yeah. So Bubblicious, that's for sure watermelon.
Dang, I didn't expect that from Bomar. I didn't know where he was going. All right, J-Cat.
Oh, man, where to go here? Where to go, man? So many good things. I'm going to go with the gum. It was under the Wrigley umbrella, but it was produced and distributed by Amurol Products. And it was the gum that had the liquid center. Freshen up the they had like five different flavors of gum. This is like their flagship line of the gum with the like the juice stuff in the middle of it, man.
Yeah,
I love Freshen Up, man. It was so good. You get a pack of that, it came in that foil wrapper, and like you like peel off a little bit, get you a piece, boom, and you're like, yes, son. You never let anybody know, yeah, you had Freshen Up because it would be like piranhas on like a freaking T-bone steak in the middle of the Amazon. So I'm going Freshen Up.
J-Cat, you don't have to pick, I don't think, but spearmint, cinnamon, peppermint, bubble gum, or fruit gum.
For me, always spearmint. Love spearmint.
Spearmint. It was real J-Cat. Minty.
I respect the deep cut in the first round.
Dude.
But no one that hasn't skated at Skate World 2 knows what that is.
You're right about that.
If I saw it on the list, I would be like, I don't know what that is, but that I know what it is. It was tasty.
No, as soon as I saw the picture, it was like memory unlocked. Bing.
Skate World 2.
Some of our more conscientious voters are going to like Google that and be like, "Oh, yes, the holy grail of gum. You get it at Lloyd's IGA."
It wasn't
Tom
the
Best.
First bite.
Yeah, Tom Best for sure.
The bite squirted it out. I was like,
yeah.
Oh, there we go.
Wow, there we go. And that was fresh, baby.
Wow,
bite.
Man. Wow.
First bite had to like soften it up. The second bite shot it out the side.
Yeah. Now I'm ready to couple skate real slow. Let's go.
Did you skate backwards or forwards, J-Cat?
Forward shuffle skate was the most I was able to master. So never backwards skate.
So it's like, obviously there's a bunch that I want, but there's like three that I really want at this point. I get two. So I don't know. I don't know what will come back. I don't know where we were all over the place, you know? Didn't expect fresh enough to go. There's obviously a lot of big name brands out there. All right, I'm going to go with probably my go-to. I feel like as a kid, maybe like more like middle school, high school, we have Bubbalicious. We have Hubba Bubba. There's another brand that's similar. It's that big meaty piece.
Yeah.
The logo is like a punk rock goose.
Yeah.
Like mohawk. Yeah. I'm going Bubble Yum Cotton Candy.
Yeah.
So yes. Good. I can't remember. Was it pink with blue or was it blue with pink?
I think it was pink and blue.
The actual gum.
Yeah.
Bubble Yum.
It was what?
Oh, good.
Oh, it's blue. Yeah, it's just straight blue. Oh, it was so good. So
good, man.
Bubble Yum, I thought it was going to fall back to me. I'm like, man, am I really going to sneak this like Bubble Yum cotton candy? Like, no one's mentioning it. So
that and the watermelon that Bomar picked, there was were both like
so good.
Did you say delicious. Someone picked Hubba Bubba?
Mm-hmm.
Hubba Bubba bubble tape.
Bubble tape. Yeah,
so good. Bubble tape. Yeah. I thought there was two flavor. I thought there was two brands of bubble tape, but
yeah.
So that's my big pick. The problem with that pick to me is like, I feel like most people are going to vote as adults, maybe, but they're like, we're going back and we're unlocking like the goods. So yeah. I'm okay with that. I'm happy with that pick.
That we Catman. Too much about the voters. I think they read it, find something they like, oh, that's what I like. And that's it. Move on.
Yeah.
Catman.
They should be drafting for the team, the whole team. What's the best team?
They won't. Catman, did you think that Bubblicious produced bubble tape? Because that's what I thought, and I think we're in an alternate timeline. I think it Bubblicious is Bubblicious bubble tape. Yeah,
I think so too.
That's what I think.
I think there was agree. Two different types of.
My brain hurts.
Yeah, because I remember looking it up earlier.
This podcast is supported by The Real Real. You know what I love most about the holidays? Giving gifts, but not just any gifts. Real gifts, thoughtful gifts. Oh my God, how did you know gifts? That's why I love gift shopping with The Real Real. The Real Real is the most trusted name in authenticated luxury resale. And it's a holiday shopping secret I'm going to let you in on. Whether it's a surprisingly affordable pristine condition bag for your BFF, a vintage find that's cool enough for the Gen Zer in your life, or even something you're impossible to shop for dad will love. Get used to saying, I found it on The Real Real. Seriously, with over 10,000 new arrivals dropping every day from brands like Gucci, Fendi, Prada, Louis Vuitton, Tiffany & Co., and Cartier, there's guaranteed to be something for everyone on your list. Oh, and did I mention that everything's up to 90% off retail?
Get $25 off your first purchase at TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com to get your $25 off. TheRealReal.com.
Today, because I really thought that, but I'm not like hating on the pick either way. I just... just want to know.
No, I'm just thinking like there's an alternate timeline thing going on in here, man. Because I, as a kid, I thought it was Bubblicious bubble tape, man. Maybe I was just stupid because kids are stupid. I mean, let's.
I don't remember. I have a bad memory. All right. First pick in the second round, snaking back. Why not flare up some controversy? I couldn't have watermelon gum. Give me watermelon blow pops.
Oh, no. Yeah. No. I got him on the list. I got him on the list. It's gum.
It's a lollipop. Me and Eric texted about this earlier today. It's not. It's a lollipop. It's not gum.
Oh, it counts.
It's gum.
So we're all going to have a blow pop? That's what it sounds like.
Yeah, because you only had that blue brand, dog.
Oh, I forgot about it. I wouldn't think the blue brand.
Most people, you know, that's your treat at the end is the gum.
Yeah.
No, they're amazing, but it's a lollipop. It's not gum.
It's on my list.
I disagree. But once you got to like a certain point, you could just rip that whole thing right off. And it was like you had like gum and candy mixed in together for
so Shine. You're saying, yeah, everyone's saying, yeah, but Rob.
Definitely thumbs up.
Oh, it should just be our fifth rounder. We should all
I thought that was
going to have a blow pop.
Yeah. All right,
question for y'all. What's the max amount you would spend on a single blow pop like at a basketball game? Like
25 cents.
Dollar.
It's an even exchange, quarter for blow pop. Like
now or back then?
And forever.
It doesn't matter. Price doesn't change on blow pops.
Yeah. The same way as Ski Ball in Funland, with that change to 50 cents. But a blow pop should be a quarter for the rest of time. Four for a dollar. Let's go. Hand them out to your friends.
Only if those Swedish fish say 2 cents.
That's like Airheads.
One more comment about Blow Pops. There's a major flaw in the Blow Pop packaging. If you can't get the bottom part of the wrapper off the stick,
yeah,
it is awful. Like super glued to that. If you have to really get the good twist to unravel it, but otherwise, goated.
And don't let it like sit in the sun for any amount of time, because then it's never coming off the actual lollipop. It just stick like a shred will stick like shrapnel. So, all right. So the question is, are we all picking a Blow Pop? Because I'm not taking it now. If that's the case, we're all going to flavor a Blow Pop.
I don't think that.
No, it's fine. But they're all live. All the flavors are live now.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
If we want a flavor.
Oh, Eric don't like that because he thinks he's special because he's just he wants to have a Blow Pop and no one else.
You're supposed to
change the game.
I mean, the cherry's banging too, and there's strawberry too. So if I was like, if I had to play, I would just take a Blow Pop.
Sour Devonta Smith isn't fun. Special if we all have him.
Sour apple. Here's the question.
So why
one?
Do I have to pick a flavor? But like,
I picked the flavor.
You said you picked it. You picked watermelon Blow Pop.
Well,
I kid you not.
You did it to yourself.
I was in school today, and kids had them, and like they were just like, oh my god! I saw them today. I could not believe, like, of all days, that
it might cause some chaos in some in the voting.
Definitely.
Yeah.
I know. That's what I'm saying. It's gonna hurt.
I think we should all take it this fifth round. I think that'd be cool.
No.
Tell me where your love lies.
I mean, I'd be down for that because that's my. I know. I get the last Blow Pop.
Is there six flavors?
Oh, there's.
I think there's more than that.
I looked it up.
Probably not a whole lot, but there's definitely six. However, we're stuck with grape. Sorry, not your love. Or that sour apple is trash.
Wow. You're right, son.
I don't think you need to pick a flavor.
I don't think so either. Because, like, you're going for Blow Pop. Like, you're not going. I wouldn't just draft Bubble Yum. You know what I mean? Like, you need a flavor for that. So, like, to me, I don't know. We'll see what happens.
Let's just wait to see if someone picks it. Then we'll argue.
I'll put Blow Pop. And if someone picks a flavor, then whatever.
No, you put watermelon Blow Pop.
I think that's the wackest one. I'm not a big watermelon person. So
sour apple all day long.
I'm not.
Watermelon
for sure.
Watermelon.
I'm
so
cherry
bad.
Or sour apple.
If you offer me a sour apple Blow Pop, I'd take it and I would throw it as hard as I could at the ground just to see it shatter.
Well,
just
then let us pick it. I might pick it and we'll see.
Yeah.
I want to see you do that. That needs
freshen
to be done.
Up with that juicy fruit.
And post it up on the Instagram.
Freshen up with that. J-Cat's freshen up. All right, J-Cat, Blow Pops are off the board. Yes.
Whoa. Whoa.
Those are scavengers.
All right. So I'm going for some more 90s nostalgia. Love this gum. Came in flavors such as Bleeding Red, Color Me Blue, Orange Crunch, Slime Green, and Slurpin' Purple. When you saw the paint can of bubblegum balls, you reach in there and get you a handful of tongue splashers, baby.
Wow.
The blue was so money. I loved it. 5 cents a piece at the Tall Pines Camp store. I'd go there with a dollar. Quick math to tell you, that's 20 tongue splashers, and they'd be gone in a day. Easy peasy lemon squeezy, baby. Tongue splashers.
You definitely had that finger discount. Like, you got like 26 and just be like, here's
for the sure.
Nah, man. The camp store people were my people, man. They always hooked me up, so I wasn't going to steal on them. You know what I mean?
So, that was like a deep cut, man.
I didn't think anyone was taking that because I was on my list. The paint can was unbelievable. I looked it up to show Lydia because she didn't know what I was talking about. The paint can was so cool, but I didn't. The gum wasn't that good. It was cool because it like painted your tongue. Yeah. So I was like, I didn't think anyone would take it the second round. I was going to go for it in the third. I was staring at it, Jake. I said three picks, and that was the third one because I was like.
Like
tongues, like, I didn't know the flavor names though. When you said them, I was like, what?
My gum selection as an adult is really freaking boring, man. Like, because I'm chewing gum to freshen my breath because I'm interacting with people, right? As a kid, I was just like, gum was a status symbol. And for a poor fat kid with a rat tail in a trailer park, a handful of tongue splashers could get you favors out at the pool. Out of the courts, whatever, man. So
tongue splashers, atomic warheads, and pogs. Let's go.
Yeah, baby. That's what we got. Meet me at the pump house at 5. Let's go.
I'm saying, though. Here's what I'm saying. Ready? Every gum we've drafted, except Big League Chew, and freshen up has had a flavor. Every gum on my draft board left is a flavor. I think we should specify all the picks.
That's okay. What I said from the get-go.
All right.
So, JK, Spearmint Freshen Up and then Chung up. Original Big League Chew?
Yes.
Big League Chew. That doesn't mean someone's going to necessarily pick it, but I say it, they're live. Live game. Fifth round could be wild.
So, all right, cool.
Blow Pop Watermelon?
I have Watermelon Blow Pop, yep.
Yeah.
Freshen Up Spearmint. Because now, Tongue Splashers, I don't know. That's a tough one.
It's Color Me Blue all the way, though. I mean,
okay, all
right. No one
else is going to pick Tongue Splashers.
All right.
Man, look at Bo. He's like, which Blow Pop do I want right now?
I already know which Blow Pop I want.
Well, you better get it now.
That was my number two pick, and Eric took it. I'm not going to take it at this moment, but I still might.
You ain't getting it on the way back.
We're shutting this podcast down if Bo wins another season.
I think J-Cat messed up on that pick. He should have picked his childhood gum that he always put in his book bag. This is one of my favorite gums as a childhood.
There it is. With
Big Red, baby.
Yes, sir. It's
got cinnamon flavor. If you eat them enough, get a little bit of spice to it. Like, you know, a little hot to your mouth. But, oh, man, I love that Big Red. It's way better than Juicy Fruit.
Chips and Strays. Like,
what? Rather go that way. Because, I mean, those are the two you had back in the day. Yeah. Juicy Fruit or Big Red. So, you know what I'm saying?
Big Red is awful. Oh, yeah. Although it's an attention grabber. People are going to
like Big Red.
That's Cinnamon Fire.
I know. It's terrible.
Yeah, it's that Cinnamon Fire. Like, yeah.
J-Cat, Shine, you both loved Fireballs when you were younger, didn't you? Atomic Fireballs.
Yeah. I tried. I tried over and over and over again.
Couldn't do it?
Nah, not really.
What's with Shine's background? Are we like Goodwill Hunting here? What's that to do with gum? Like,
beautiful mind.
Goodwill Hunting?
I don't understand.
More like peanut butter cup hunting.
Look.
All right.
Birdo.
My first pick had to do with the experience. I got another experienced gum here. You know, we can all just get gum and open it up and stick it in our mouth and chew it, but with this gum...
Don't do it.
You get the treat. You get a miniature comic strip. Give me some Bazooka Joe gum. Okay. You get the
gum. Bazooka is terrible.
Hold up. It's not good.
You break a freaking tooth.
Hold up.
Yes.
The gum is subpar. However, don't tell me, as you're chewing it, you're unfolding that thing, and there might be 14 words on it, but you read it 17 times because you're like, oh, cool. It was just cool. And it wasn't the wrapper. It was wrapped around the gum. And
Here we go with the wrapper again.
And that flavor was gone by the time you were done reading that comic.
Yeah, exactly. You're like, this is terrible.
Right, Bob. Then you got another one and read another one. And it was like waxy paper that like was like cool to kind of like fold, and you could fold it up again. Yeah. So while the gum flavor was meh, the experience,
subpar.
And if you got it in a Cracker Jack box, it's like, let's go. Like,
didn't they come in like sets too? Like you could like one out of like there was like six to like a story.
Yeah, you had to get the whole story.
You had to collect the whole story.
Oh, really?
There's people.
Did anybody ever not eat the gum? That's the question.
No, you always at least popped it.
You always
in.
Hit, yeah.
Like, you're too chipped every time.
So it's like, you took three chomps, and then you were like, this stuff sucks.
You use them as like chalks for your truck to keep it.
I'm so glad you took that though, Bobby. I was staring.
I thought you were
it.
Going number one, Shine, just for name recognition. I could see you picking Bazooka Joe.
No, I didn't really want to because it was bad, but
it's still in sports. Like, GMO buys it.
The better option if you need something that's fun and gum is obviously an old style pack of baseball cards.
Dude, what? Chill, boy.
No one's taking that.
Yeah, boy, what are you talking about?
That could have been a first round.
That makes Bazooka Joe gum taste delicious.
It ain't about the gum, boy.
Exactly right. It's about the experience.
It ain't about the gummy.
What?
Well, it's about the experience.
It's the same thing,
but
Jason.
The last draft, it wasn't about the experience. It had to be the orange.
Something in the orange.
No one cared about the experience before. What happened inside the orange wrapper?
Move on.
But now we care.
What's the next pick?
What happens with the
you?
You guys.
Moving on.
Are moving insane.
On. Gonzo Grape Bubblicious.
Yeah.
Ooh.
What do you say?
Gonzo Grape Bubblicious.
Bubblicious, man. Yes, sir. That's on the list too, man.
Was that the one with the darker purple center? Like the outside was purple, but I was bang, yo. That's a great pick. Great
there's
pick.
There's another Bubblicious.
That was real grapey, man. That was
better than everybody, man. Too. I can't take it. It'll be honorable mention. Oh,
man.
I got a picture of a lineup of 10 gums. It's like 10 Bubblicious flavors, and they're all fire.
What did you just pick, Rob?
Gonzo Grape Bubblicious.
Gonzo Grape.
The packaging I also think so it's cool. LeBron's so vibrant, favorite Bubblicious.
Is it possible I'm confusing them with Bonkers? Remember the
kids? Yeah. To him,
Bonkers are so good. Yeah. Bonkers were unreal.
Bonkers weren't gum, though. It was like Bonkers were now candy. And later.
Those were money. Wow. Well, now and later, speaking of broken tooth.
Dude, Edge Hill and Lewis on Savannah Road had the best selection of Bonkers imaginable. They had like 5 flavors in it at all times.
You just brought Edge Hill back. That's awesome.
Wow, I forgot about this.
What, Bonkers?
No, I don't think anyone would pick it, but especially Shine.
Don't doubt me. You didn't think I'd pick my first pick.
Well, that was because you set up to act as if you weren't going to pick
the home.
You ain't picking this. There ain't no way.
Dude, Bonkers were so good. The strong
so package right now is so good.
All right, Shine. Rounding out the second round, the gum draft.
Oh, gosh. I guess I'll be that guy. And I'll take the watermelon blow pop.
Again?
What do you mean?
That's the flavor Eric picked.
Is it?
Yeah.
Sorry. I thought you took.
I'll take Magic Johnson. Oh, wait. I'll take Steph Curry. Lord. Okay. Yeah. What? I'll take him when he's picked 3 rounds ago.
I'll never forget it ever.
Give me the. I thought you took strawberry. I'll take strawberry blow pop. Everyone's going to do it. And I'm not.
Why take the green apple one? You were talking
turds.
About it.
No,
yeah,
I'll let
you know because it's trash. I can't wait to one of you pick this one gum because it's so bad, but you're gonna pick it because you think it's cool, but it's not.
Oh man,
LeBron.
I shine back and to then, you. You will take the sour apple blow pop too.
No, I won't.
Take double blow pops.
Oh my. All right. I just give it to me. Third pick. Winter Fresh.
Oh.
Winter Fresh.
The inside of your mouth is a steamy 98.6 degrees. The inside of a Winter Fresh mouth tastes much.
I love it, cooler. But it seems
Winter
like...
Fresh is by far the best of that stick gum. It lasts.
I disagree. Big Red is.
No, my God.
This podcast is supported by The Real Real. You know what I love most about the holidays? Giving gifts. But not just any gifts. Real gifts. Thoughtful gifts. Oh my God, how did you know gifts? That's why I love gift shopping with The Real Real. The Real Real is the most trusted name in authenticated luxury resale. And it's a holiday shopping secret I'm going to let you in on. Whether it's a surprisingly affordable pristine condition bag for your BFF, a vintage find that's cool enough for the Gen Zer in your life, or even something you're impossible to shop for dad will love. Get used to saying, I found it on The Real Real. Seriously, with over 10,000 new arrivals dropping every day from brands like Gucci, Fendi, Prada, Louis Vuitton, Tiffany & Co., and Cartier, there's guaranteed to be something for everyone on your list. Oh, and did I mention that everything's up to 90% off retail?
Get $25 off your first purchase at TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com to get your $25 off. TheRealReal.com.
Lasts so much longer than everything else Winter Fresh did.
Yeah.
If
I had 2 of them, though, it would be the Big Red or the Winter Fresh. So I was like, I got – when Big Red went off the board, I felt like I needed to take Winter Fresh.
I don't know if people care about Winter Fresh, but I do. I love that pick.
It tastes like high school.
It does.
That's what I'm
saying.
It
definitely does.
I feel like it came out. It had to have come out in the 90s.
Like the late 90s.
Yeah.
No way. That'd be in the 80s.
No. It was like, it was one of the newer ones.
Yeah, it was like newer.
Hold on, it was Rick. Right now.
Bob's looking it up.
1994.
Yeah, dude, I was getting that stuff like in like 7th and 8th grade.
Edjo?
Probably, nah. Yeah.
Tall Pines.
Sam's Club, dog. Sam's Club.
Sam's Club. J-Cat living in the trailer, hitting up Sam's Club, getting them bulk buys.
Hey, man, whenever my stepfather had a big job, man, we were hood rich for a while, so we did it up.
Hood rich. All right, Cat, man, we're back to you. Blow Pop, oh. Strawberry, and Winter Fresh.
All right, this one's a pick from a wife. There's always a minimum of three, like, unopened packs of these just sitting around in the car. There's a, like, a bulk bag purchased at all times in this house. It's the anti winter fresh. It's extra smooth mint. No, extra spearmint. No.
Oh. No.
His face.
Cue that dolphin sound.
All that cat sound.
What are you?
He covered his mouth like he was a.
All right, Kevin, what's your pick? Extra.
He's texting her now.
Wait, he's down there. Catman, you're on the clock.
No, it's extra smooth mint.
Yeah, smooth mint. It smooth comes mint. In a light okay. blue.
Yeah.
It's like a light green
blue.
Yeah.
I panicked for a second. And then I remembered the children that listened to the pod. It's like.
Oh, I'm not the only one who's dropped an F-bomb on this podcast. Yay!
Extra smooth mint, yes. There, I got a shout out before I came on the pod. There was an order. You better be picking extra smooth mint. So it's on there.
Hey, man, I understand that completely.
All right. There is a gum that I chew every single day. I that's the only gum I chew, but I don't, I think I can get that in the fifth round. I am down to two gums that check the nostalgia box. But this one I'm going to pick, again, it's an experience. And just like you need a quarter for a blow pop, you put a quarter in this, crank it, and you watch the gumball just come all the way down, the big giant gumball machine. You open up the little flap. You don't know what color flavor you get, and you pop it in. Or you put that quarter in the machine at the food line, crank it up, and you don't have the whole experience. But still, that crank, like the crank of that machine – and the medley sound opening up. Just give me this gumball, like American Gumball Company.
Standard gumball. Yep.
Like a double bubble on my list. Gumball.
No, yeah. just a gumball.
Generic gumball.
Gumball. Just gumball.
I know Bobby's team name is Toothbreakers.
Yeah, like.
God.
No, I had it on my list.
It should be Brick like, Tooth.
Yeah, you put it in your mouth and you taste like gum flavor for 0.15 seconds, and then yeah. It's just dust. Like
it's street sap after that.
It is dust, and it's like always hollow. So yep. You
yeah.
break it, and like you know, you're like smushing it, and
floating.
Like, you have to like mold it in your mouth to get a yeah. gum. And by the time you do that, it's gone. The flavor's gone. But again, the big giant machines where they like just spin, and you watch it come all the way down. It's like worth a quarter. But if you see one of those, obviously the giant ones, like the giant ones, those gumballs have been in there for years. And you certainly, they're all like discolored. Like it looks pink and like it's, you want to stay away.
No doubt.
All right.
Omar.
This is a gum that we've all had. Everybody's had this gum. Obviously, it would be the original. I just looked this up not too long ago and, the guy that invented this, he tried to come out with it in 1906, but it really didn't take until about 1928 with a new name. But the first name was, if you guys can guess what it was Blibber Bubber. Blibber Bubber. You guys know what gum that is?
Double bubble.
I don't want to pick other picks.
Double bubble. Double bubble. I'm taking double bubble.
Double bubble. Gum in the world is double bubble.
All right. Did you eat it? How many times did you eat it? One time?
How many times did I enjoy it? Zero. Bomar.
But it comes in a bottle.
It lasts for... I'm dead serious. Do you think the flavor lasts for more than a minute? Because I've had it recently.
It's not about that, Eric. It's not about that.
25 seconds tops.
It's not about that. It's nostalgia. What's it about? Actually, I have it over here with Halloween candy right now still.
Eat it right now while we're
recording. It'll be there in the spring when I throw it out.
Let's time it right now and see how long the flavor lasts.
The big bucket of it that probably is at Owen's.
Yeah, that's
little
why
league
you need a
team.
bucket.
Like,
yeah. That's why you need a bucket because you chew a piece every 45 seconds.
Yeah, you have seven pieces in your mouth and you find like, oh, this is great.
I mean, I'm not saying it's a bad pick because it's like name recognition, but it's terrible gum.
I feel like a minute is way too long. I'm saying it doesn't last after eight chews. I say we break it down by chew.
45
time.
Seconds.
How many
chew, chew? Chew counter.
Before, like, there's a significant.
I'm saying 12.
All right, Amanda threw it out, but guess what I did find?
I wonder why.
Green apple blow pop.
Good flavor. Oh.
Hey, I like green apple blow pops. I ain't going to hate on them.
Me I too. Do too. I ain't going to hate either.
They weren't number one choice, but they got the job done.
Mm-hmm. This is not. I expected this to go a lot more mintier. Like, I feel like as an adult, but we all know the name of the game. So, we're reaching for these throwbacks. But, all right, JK, double bubble, generic gumball.
Nah,
two
man.
Mids are going in the third round.
Back in the day, way before there were cell phones, there were beepers.
No.
And I might not be able to afford a real beeper. But I could afford that bubble beeper with the clip that went on your belt. You got 17 sticks of subpar gum, but you got a beeper to keep them in, baby. Let's go with bubble
gosh.
Beeper.
It's a cool case, man.
With that rat tail running
you
around.
Talk about experience. I'd be like, hold on, son. Somebody's paging me. Now I'll put it back on there.
The clip, Sean. You know what he's talking about? No. You gotta look up the picture. You gotta look up the picture.
The
bubble beepers,
the rappers
unbelievable.
Were unbelievable.
Yeah,
the they had like messages on them.
I don't think we ever had that in the West Bay shop.
Bubble beaver with the jam.
Sorry, line's busy. Urgent. See you later.
I'm reading the comments of like someone on Reddit of the bubble beeper. First one, holy the things we forget about. Good post. Yeah. And then we talk about memory unlock. It says, yep, it's such a unique feeling when you see something that sparks some hidden memory to rush in like that, like it was yesterday.
Yeah, man. Ooh.
And then someone else, I used to eat like six pieces at once, LOL. Uh-huh. Oh, man.
I would have, that was going to be a fifth rounder for me for sure if it was still there.
Dude, every single thing I picked in the fifth rounder. So. I'm just like, I'm going straight nostalgia and things that I thought was so cool at the time. Like, it's blew my little mind.
J-Cat.
Still do.
I see you, J-Cat.
Is there another unique case or casing that
yep.
you
and it might
oh,
be picked
yes,
right
there,
now.
Oh, yeah.
And it
I got
might be
two,
picked
actually.
Right now.
I got two, right? You really want me
and
to
it
do?
Might be picked right now, although I don't remember the gum being particularly good, but I remember that case.
Terrible. If you're going to do it, it's terrible gum.
I'm doing it. You get that case, man. You like we're playing outside a lot. You know, we play street football. We wrestle on the ground, outside. You might get hurt. You might need a bandage.
Oh,
you might need
go.
A bandage.
Here
but you need that ouch bubble gum made by Hubba Bubba. It's got three flavors: strawberry, watermelon, grape. Comes in the same package. I don't have to pick. Obviously, oh, going with that watermelon first, then strawberry, then grape. I'm gonna go to that container, JK. The pieces look like band-aids.
Yeah, it was so great.
It was a tin can.
The tin
yeah,
just
it
made
tin.
It seem
it was a tin.
That much
yeah.
more like, yeah.
Pop it open,
bro. Mm. When you mentioned playing football in the street, like, do you remember the story about this? Like, I know G-Mom was going to hear this. I got seriously hurt playing 500 in the street when it was raining. Like. You could see the bone in my ankle, and I did.
Yes, yeah. You have a scar still.
To make to for G Mom to try to put a smile on my face, she got me some Ouch bubble gum after she went to Edge Hill. So shout out G Mom for that Ouch bubble gum.
Second call out for Edge Hill in
third.
One podcast. Love it, love it.
Yeah, I wasn't expecting to pick that in the third round, but got to take that hot case.
That's a good
the
pick.
Board.
That's a good pick.
Ouch bubble gum. Jake had the bubble beeper. See, I never had the well, actually I might have had the beeper one, but I didn't care
bubble
about beepers.
Bubble beeper.
Yeah, you're right.
Roses had the bubble beeper.
Bobby.
It's roses.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Ames have like a knockoff version of it.
James Way, if you're out Georgetown Way, you can go to James Way and get it too.
All right. I don't think this one will get picked. I think it's slept on. I'm gonna save it for the fifth round. If it doesn't, all right. All right, we have a lot of minty gum We talk about flavor bursts and flavor crystals. But I don't want a stick of gum. I want a cube of gum.
Oh, yeah.
And when it comes in that little cup, you get like a ton of gum for like $2.50, $3. I'm taking icebreakers, ice cubes, peppermint flavor.
Ooh.
Your mouth is like crispy. It's icy after you're
done. You better not drink water after having that in your mouth because they're like sub-zero.
Yeah, it'll freeze you up. It'll lock you up for sure.
The only knock on those.
I'm going to start breathing on people after I have that.
Is they're small. They're tiny.
Yeah, I have two at a time. Two at a time, all the time.
That's why you get like 40 in there.
Yeah.
Scared.
Then you burn up from it being so cold.
True. It's a good gum, though. It's hard to store. You know what I mean? You got to have like a
cup holder style. It's for the cup holder.
You got to have a fanny pack. Yeah, for your car. Yeah. Icebreakers, ice cubes, peppermint. Taking it. It's a good gum. So we got to go minty. Need a mint gum. Winter Freshers taken. I like my team. I like my team. I like this gum draft. It's a solid draft right now. Obviously, Bomar seems the worst so far, other than the watermelon. It's banging. He's chomping on a sour apple. First of all, it's already gone. A sour apple blow pop. And he looked at me with like disdain. He was like, come on, man. What's up? J-Cat. Back to you.
Man.
Have you picked a gum that you've had since the year 2000?
Not yet, and I don't know if I'm going to.
While he's thinking, do we all know like the fact of what is the quickest losing flavor gum of all time?
Double Bubble. Has to be.
No.
No.
All right.
Yikes. Yikes.
No. One loses its flavor before you even open the wrapper. But all right, I was just wondering if you all right, maybe we're thinking on different levels. All right. I'm not picking it. I'm surprised Shine hasn't picked it yet.
All right, here we go. I'm going to do this one because when this came out, it was like, oh my gosh, this is super, the greatest thing ever, right? It was like chewing gum reimagined. Five gum, when it came out, was like this new thing. Like it came out with cool flavors like rain and cobalt and frenzy.
Peppermint
and
cobalt.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Yeah. So, five gum was fantastic. I guess I got to pick a flavor now, don't I?
Yeah.
It had really cool packaging. Like the packaging.
The packaging was great. It kind of started that whole like cardboard, like flip open, like you little, like coming back to that thing. I love five gum.
The commercials were like a guy floating like in a speaker or something. You know, he was like levitating. Like,
yeah. All right. So if I got to go with a flavor, it's going to be the RPM, which was like a combo mint flavor. So it was really, really good.
I don't know that. So five gum, RPM?
RPM, yeah. I had three different ones on here. I had to make sure I wrote it down correctly.
RPM mint. Got it. Okay.
Yes. Yep.
Interesting.
Because they had the name like React and Rain and Prism and all that crap. And then it actually said the flavor over top of it in the packaging.
Okay. Yeah, cool packaging. All right, J-Cat. Omar?
I was trying not to double up on people's picks here, but old Catman did something there on the second or third round there, and I'm going to have to do the same thing. Extra. Extra is always laying around in our household. But I don't think we've ever had Cool Mint before. I'm going to have to go Winter Fresh. Always laying around Winter Fresh.
Extra Winter Fresh?
Yes.
Yeah.
They do have a Winter Fresh flavor, yes.
Oh, okay. So you screwed Rob at Shine.
This podcast is supported by The Real Real. You know what I love most about the holidays? Giving gifts. But not just any gifts. Real gifts. Thoughtful gifts. Oh my God, how did you know gifts? That's why I love gift shopping with The Real Real. The Real Real is the most trusted name in authenticated luxury resale. And it's a holiday shopping secret I'm going to let you in on. Whether it's a surprisingly affordable pristine condition bag for your BFF, a vintage find that's cool enough for the Gen Zer in your life, or even something your impossible to shop for dad will love.
get used to saying, "I found it on The RealReal." Seriously, with over 10,000 new arrivals dropping every day from brands like Gucci, Fendi, Prada, Louis Vuitton, Tiffany & Co., and Cartier, there's guaranteed to be something for everyone on your list. Oh, and did I mention that everything's up to 90% off retail?
Get $25 off your first purchase at TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com to get your $25 off. TheRealReal.com.
I see it. Okay. All right.
So I guess you need to put Wrigley's Winter Fresh for me.
True.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Wrigley's. The ivy at Wrigley Field. Nice. All right, Bummer. Nice. Birdo?
All right. You may think it's impossible to Iron Man a gum draft, but I got it.
Here we go.
All right. So this gum also comes in vending machines. That's not the only way you can get it. And if you ever accidentally break your neighbor's dentures, you can easily replace them with two chiclets.
Two chiclets. Awful
chiclets.
Hold on. But I'm not picking just chiclets. I'm picking the
mini.
The tiny size mini chiclets. They were like super small. You had a whole mouthful and it just melted into one big glum blast. So give me the chiclets. Look if you guys can see. Do you remember this?
Yes, I have them on my list. Of course, I
really tiny size chiclets. What are they? Yeah, what's the call? What's the name of them?
Mini chiclets. Chiclets, tiny size.
I'm pointing that. Wow. Is chiclets one word or is there a hyphen or no?
One. Plus, it's one word. Probably the best word to say on draft. Chiclets.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
And chiclet teeth. I was hoping that would come up. I knew it was going to come up, bro. I didn't think anyone actually picked chiclets.
Tastes like paint.
I used to get them all the time, but it was terrible. It was like a throwaway gift that like my uncles would bring me. Stuff. Oh, I got you some chiclets. I'm like, oh, thanks.
Awful.
Yeah, but you always ate it though. And,
you always ate it. We were taught to be thankful when we were younger people. So we'd always eat it.
Like there's like assorted flavors. I mean, we typically think of the white, but there are other flavors. And
yeah.
And there's even like mini chiclet boxes, like the super small, like
had like they're bad. Pieces.
Chiclets are, don't sleep on chiclets.
Like one serving. They'd be like in the back of your church.
Any
like
next to the like ushers. They might.
Like, oh, would you like some chiclets, sir?
Chiclets, like I said, don't sleep on chiclets.
Bobby, you're going to be happy. Minis, the assorted one's pretty good. Solid pick. But
Googled chiclets.
Someone said chicken minis. They're great.
Wow.
Whoa.
I Googled chiclets and you actually have Walter Matthau with the chiclet. Shit. From Dennis the Menace.
As it should.
Grumpy old man, dude.
Oh.
All right, Cabia.
I feel like I haven't really like taken anything. A lot of like our childhood novelty gums are gone. But I'm going with this one. It's going to be, a lot of people might not remember it, but once they see it, I think they'll know. Early 80s, probably early 90s. Topps juice gum. They came in little like juice cartons.
Mm-hmm.
Like little,
I know that. Grape and orange, and
they were like little rocks that you would like pour out that were flat, and you like chew them.
They kind of taste like Razzles.
Juice raw.
They're like sort of like Razzle like. Remember Razzles?
Yeah,
Razzles. Yeah. No, Razzles are candy coated gum.
I just sent a picture.
Why are you? Oh man, the little gum, the juice drops. You like that? Which one?
The smile on the grape juice carton was all his. He's so happy. You're
just like an alien.
You'd house the whole little, they weren't very big. They were like probably 2 to 3 inches tall.
Mm-hmm.
And you would just house the whole thing and just chew it.
So great.
Topps juice gum.
You can get a vintage full case of Topps bubblegum juice bar, 36 unopened boxes, all four flavors for $225 right now on eBay. Let's go, boys. And then we can all see if we survive.
Hard pass.
They had pink lemonade too.
Oh, yeah, that's probably the best one.
Yeah, pink lemonade, apple, orange, grape. That's it.
Nice. All right, Shine.
I need to go. I tried to land a watermelon flavored gum earlier, and it was taken. So then I went back to my list, and I'm going to go fourth pick, the extra watermelon flavored gum.
Yes, it's really good.
It has like a bit of tang.
I was like
really good. Yeah.
I don't know. That's favorite flavor across a lot of different things.
Fifth. Also, the more I think about it, the watermelon blow pop should not have to be specified because the gum is not watermelon flavor. The blow pop the gum is all the same. Bomar, your pick is now your pick is now rescinded.
I didn't think about that. He's completely correct.
Wait a minute. Is the gum?
I'm at Shy.
Yeah, it's generic ass bubble
the
gum.
Gum is not watermelon flavored. It's the part before that.
Wow.
So Shine Strawberry Blow Pop.
Yeah, but you have to eat that to get to the gum.
We just watched Bo do it. Bo just housed like the whole lollipop at the same time as the gum. So as you're chewing it, remember how crunchy you get, like some crunchy candy feeling in that flavor.
All right.
I dig you laying down, Shine. You definitely got bits of the lollipop in the gum while you chewed it. So
yeah, I mean, it was
there's little crystals in there, but it's not watermelon flavor. But I hear you. I got you, Shine.
And then fifth and final pick to make this as much of my draft as possible, I am going to take that bubble gum that you would find inside a baseball card pack. The company that made the gum was called Gaudi.
And it was terrible.
And it was bad.
The same baseball card gum.
You were praying that the top card was like someone that was just terrible. That way the gum didn't mess up like your favorite player. I guess you just call it baseball card gum.
Gum. That's right. Pack.
Yeah, that's about what it was.
Baseball card pack.
Cardboard.
Baseball card pack gum.
I had Garbage Pail Kid gum on my list. It was probably going to be my fifth round pick.
But if you hit it on the
edge, can be.
It like shattered. Like, I don't know how any food can shatter the way that gum.
Yeah. No, you couldn't even get it.
It was crispy.
Talk about dust.
Crispy gum.
That was dust.
Nice crispy sausages.
But Topps was the one that started it. Topps baseball cards. And then later, Fleer joined in on the fun.
You have two baseball gums on your team.
Do it.
Oh, Big League Chew and
yeah.
Baseball gum.
Do all? Well,
one was good. One was just fun.
One was fun. That's your team name. One was good. One was fun.
One was good.
All right, Catman. Second pick in the last round.
I mean, I'm going Cherry Blow Pop.
Cherry. Cherry Blow Pop.
I think anyone else was going to do it.
Cherry.
I'm fine with it because it's splitting up the blow pop. Though.
Let's get wild.
Of course you
are. Let's have one get blow pop.
I'd be good with it too.
All right. I got one on my team, but it splits up the blow pop vote. Maybe gets me out of fourth place.
Oh, you're out of fourth place. Don't you worry.
You think I'm less than fourth place?
Oh, yeah. No one's voting flavor-wise from yours.
I know there's two children in the Croce family that are definitely picking up Bubble Tape and Bazooka Joe, so I got at least two votes from the get-go. And my fifth
I don't think they voted this last draft. What, they going to vote last next draft?
The gum that I chew daily have for seriously 20 years. If you are with me, you know I carry a man bag, and in that man bag is always Trident Original.
Trident Original.
Yep.
That's Burdick's gum of choice.
They always got it. Like, you never have to question whether I got it on me, because I did. So
I got that thing tucked.
I'm surprised that got to fifth round.
I know.
I feel like every Trident, always.
There's another Trident that actually might be better.
Which one?
There's another Trident that might be better.
Oh.
That might take
it. But they're like sugary. This is like zero sugar, which I'm sure it has whatever in it, the bad stuff. But I feel like I'm not chewing bubble gum. It's like just it's a palate cleanser.
It's all the bad stuff.
Xanthan gum.
All right, Bomar.
We have to do it, boys. Give me that green apple, baby. Give me that green apple blue pop.
Y'all are wild, man.
As Rob says, it's not in the spirit of the draft.
I was gonna do Big League Chew, but
should have.
I gotta take that green apple, son. I'll take everybody's leftovers.
Sour apple or green apple? Or
sour apple, whatever that is.
I think it's. Is there both?
No.
Oh, I was like, no.
Sour.
I hate great. Sour apple flavor.
I'm raiding my kids' Halloween baskets as soon as we get off here, finding myself a freaking blow pop.
Chew some gum before you go to bed. Good call.
Right. Mm-hmm. First.
I know. I got to brush my teeth now. I'm like,
rub it. All right, J-Cat, you and I. You and I. You and I, T-1.
I saved this one for my fifth round pick, and I got to go with it. Because long before I was out on Route 8 in Dover asking for a couple great white owls to crack open to do other things with, I was back in the day asking for a pink owl, an L bubble, or a gold dragon.
Yeah.
Cigar gum.
L bubble cigar gum.
Yes. All day, every day. Back in it, no one cared about it.
Oh, bummer.
Just like candy cigarettes. The cigar gum was just unbelievable. It was so great.
And it's a lot of gum. It's like three servings.
It is a lot of gum.
Yeah, it's a lot of gum, dude. Like you were like, yeah. No, wait,
gum has servings?
Not when I was buying it.
You chomped it off.
You can't eat a whole cigar gum. Mm.
You're not supposed to eat gum to begin with. You don't swallow it. Why is there a serving?
You know what he means. He's joking around. It was like this big, shining. You like, it's not like you molded it up and like chewed it all at once. You like chomped on it and like
you chomped on it, put it back apart in your pocket, and
yeah. It had this like the foil wrapper like a real cigar. Yeah.
Bobby just mentioned like the servings, like nonchalantly, and I was like, "Wait, does gum really
have servings?" Because it is a big, it's a big like wad of gum essentially at the end, like when you're you chew it all.
You with the
program. Three separate flavors, three separate colors. It was great.
Was there like a lightish blue flavor? I kind
of that was El Buble.
Yeah, Gold Dragon, El Buble. Pink Owl, and yeah. There's one gum I've had. I thought I could get in the fifth round, and it's still there. I just don't think people remember it, but I thought it was super cool. And then there's one that's a huge name brand, but I freaking hate it. It wasn't good. So I'm like, but I know it'll bring votes. Since y'all messed me up with the blow pop, I don't even want that pick anymore. Let me get something else. man. Spirit of the draft. Matt, I'm just going to draft for me. There were three flavors. The flavors are the why I thought it was cool. Not only did they have flavor crystals, but you could eat the wrapper. The wrapper dissolved with the gum.
Yeah.
So there was Minta Burst, Cinnaburst, and Fruita Burst. I'm going to take, I know I just took a mint gum, but I'm going to take the Minta Burst. Because I don't really want the fruity gum, and obviously I don't want Big Red Junior. But the wrapper, it wasn't good. It didn't really taste that good because of the wrapper, but you didn't have to eat the wrapper, but it would just dissolve in your mouth. It was like, I'm eating the wrapper. It's like, this is cool. Like. So I'm going to take Minta Burst.
I know what you're talking about. I don't remember being called.
Wow. That's high school. I remember having it. Like
Minta Burst, Minta Burst, Fruita Burst. Yeah. Yep. It had rice paper, right? It was rice paper.
Yeah.
I don't know what the heck it was. I don't know about no rice paper then. I don't know about no rice paper now.
Wow. This is not gum related, but while Googling Minta Burst, I saw Banaca gel bursts. Remember when people would have like Banaca things in like the cafeteria or like the dumb.
All right. Honorable mentions. The one that I'm going to mention that I think would have brought votes is Fruit Stripe gum. But it tasted dog crap. It was so bad.
4 seconds. It doesn't. It's the shortest flavored gum.
Be right. Double Bubbles a close second.
Had cool packaging and that zebra.
I know. That's why I'm like, I guarantee it's
Fruit Stripe gum.
All right. For a bonus point in the game to add on to the season totals, how many people are going to say we should have drafted Fruit Stripe gum?
Oh,
I'm saying six. Yeah. Y'all pick a different number though. All right, Cameron says 10. So,
well, we had to figure out how many voters we to get.
No, it doesn't matter. We never know.
I'm gonna say four, just because people will like think of it, but they don't want to pick it. But
and for listeners, they might type it in just to type it in. So.
Mm-hmm. We get like 75 votes at a minimum on a bad episode, right?
Yeah.
And we didn't draft Fruit Stripes gum, correct?
Yeah. So how many people do you think we said we should have? I guarantee it's coming.
23.
I hope he's right. All right. Wait, did I get it wrong? Jake, what'd you say?
15.
Wow. All right. All right. So I have fruit stripe gum. I have some left that are all kind of similar. Bro, the Trident Tropical Twist is good. Banging.
Bangy.
And I will go with Mega Mouth filled gum with like little like candy rocks in there. Like it's just like gum with like little candy pieces in it. It's called Mega Mouth filled gum with candy. Mm-hmm.
This podcast is supported by The Real Real. You know what I love most about the holidays? Giving gifts. But not just any gifts. Real gifts. Thoughtful gifts. Oh my God, how did you know gifts? That's why I love gift shopping with The Real Real. The Real Real is the most trusted name in authenticated luxury resale. And it's a holiday shopping secret I'm going to let you in on. Whether it's a surprisingly affordable pristine condition bag for your BFF, a vintage find that's cool enough for the Gen Zer in your life, or even something you're impossible to shop for dad will love. Get used to saying, I found it on The Real Real. Seriously, with over 10,000 new arrivals dropping every day from brands like Gucci, Fendi, Prada, Louis Vuitton, Tiffany & Co., and Cartier, there's guaranteed to be something for everyone on your list. Oh, and did I mention that everything's up to 90% off retail?
Get $25 off your first purchase at TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com to get your $25 off. TheRealReal.com.
Like powdery?
No, they're like little, like they're like nerds, but they're not nerds. They're like little crunchies.
Gotcha.
J-Cat, honorable mentions.
My first honorable mention is the Trident Layers Wild Strawberry and Tangy Citrus. That was an excellent, fruity, wonderful gum. If you wanted something different that wasn't, minty and crap. Trident Layers.
Yeah, they had like three layers on it, didn't it?
Yeah.
Is that like the Airhead gum? It has like that strip in the middle?
Yeah. Okay. Basically, you looked at it, but the two ones that I liked the most were the Wild Strawberry and Tangy Citrus and the Green Apple and Golden Pineapple. They were good. I don't know if they're out now, but I know they were like a mid-2000s type thing.
Pineapple Twist. I see it.
Mm. Yeah. So Bobby took gumballs, right? But do you guys remember the baseball gumballs that would like give you a scenario like double play or grand slam? They were like orange. They were always cool to have. They're always at ballparks or whatever. They were cheap and they were terrible, but you'd get them because like, oh, I hit a home run, and it was like, oh, good job. And I didn't take these because I took the freshen up was like kind of the precursor to these, but there used to be soda gums like cherry 7-Up with the cherry 7-Up flavor in the middle of it, like with the stuff. They were really, really good. Dr. Pepper, 7-Up, Cherry 7-Up, and I think root beer, but I'm not sure. They were great, man. But since I took Freshen Up, I didn't take those. But I got to give them a shout out because they are etched in my memory. My dad used to bring them home for me. I'd go to stay with my dad in the summer times down in Hampton, Virginia. And he would, there's a convenience store that always had it. So he'd always bring me it back home when he came home from work or whatever.
Nice. And Bomar.
Did anybody pick Double Mint?
Double Mint.
No.
Yeah, that would Double Mint. I feel like that's a super popular gum that we didn't pick.
There's just so many minty ones now. That's like an old school.
Yeah. Orbit. Orbit's good. Any kind of Orbit flavors.
You Lint Liquor.
Winter Mint and Sweet Mint.
And then Mentos.
The Fresh Maker.
Fresh Maker. Goes better. Mentos freshness.
Yeah.
Mentos had the liquid center too.
Rob, the Mentos song with the little Indian guy that got your umbrella. He like karate chopped someone. All right. But Brodo.
How about just original bubble yum? Like you did cotton candy, but just plain.
Yeah. I had it. Mm-hmm.
At Easter time, you were never disappointed with some double bubble eggs. Just because they were egg gum. I couldn't pick this because Rob picked the banger in the second round, but the Hubba Bubba Grape was just another grape gum. That's what I thought of when I think Rob's what I really thought of, but I had double Hubba Bubba Grape on my list. So
did anyone draft a grape gum?
Rob did.
Were you here?
Yeah, okay. Gonzo,
I was. Were you present so tonight? Much? Yes, I was. I've been paying attention. But, like, there's been a lot of gums talking about and this and that. couldn't remember if we actually.
But you don't write down the picks.
I don't write down the picks. Rob picked them. I write down mine. I obviously keep track of what I've got going on.
All right.
And then I take away ones that are on my list that you guys. That's how I go about doing it. So the back and forth. There's a lot of back and forth tonight.
Catman?
A lot has already been said. Simply Gum. Just thought it was funny. It's just straight up just gum. Yeah. I think it's sugar free.
It's like a leaf.
Yeah. Razzles, I think, have been said a couple times tonight.
Yeah.
They were like chewy. Yeah. And then Starburst Juicy Fruit apparently is a thing.
Ooh.
Yeah. It sounds banging. I've never had it, but I saw it while I was researching other stuff today. So I didn't want to pick a gum I never had, but
nice. And,
yeah, the soda ones were big for me, but I don't think anyone under the age of 35 remembers them. So
I didn't remember those.
They were so good.
Yeah, they were like, very good.
I can still remember distinctly how each one tastes, and it was very close to the soda that you were going to go drink. And
yeah. Oh, the Bubblicious flavor was LeBron's Lightning Lemonade that I didn't think Shine would pick from like 2007 or something. It was crazy. He had his own flavor. But yeah, that's it.
There's what would Bronny's flavor be? G League Grape? He's terrible. I'm sorry, man. Sorry, Bronny, if you're out there listening, because I'm not one of your million Instagram followers.
Wow. All
right, Shide.
So this was also part of my, I was like, I knew I was going to be the last one. Apparently there is a Warheads sour gum. I wouldn't mind trying that if I came across it. There is a toxic waste gum, which describes as an intensely sour gum with long lasting tang. And then my favorite was up here. Apparently there's a bacon gum. Tastes like smoked bacon. If you come across that, get me some. And I would love to just try that out.
Shine, Saturday afternoon. His feet propped up. He's rereading Case of the Missing Chums. Chewing some bacon gum.
Yeah. Just dropped his wrapper of Reese's Cups.
Like dropped the mic, but he drops the wrapper.
Rappers weren't good in the Orange Draft, but rappers were all the rage in the gum draft.
Oh, I'll tell you what. You just said the sour gumball thing. Crybabies from back in the day. I guarantee people are going to talk about crybabies. Those.
They love them out of my prize bin. They're like, oh, get more sour gum. I'm like, dang. All right. That was the gum draft. Another banger. Solid choices. Catman, before we get to the game and wrap up, I'm going to come to you for some cat facts this week.
Let's do it. First off, we're going to start this off with a little feline joke. What do you call the cat that was caught by the police?
Hold on. Give us a second.
Felonious feline?
The perpetrator.
I was thinking of a thief or something.
So I always try to, tie the cat facts into what we're drafting. So if you have a cat that's in your home that's chewing things or likes to chew things, these are some tips that you can have that would, maybe stop them from chewing whatever item that they're chewing or bothering or, putting themselves in harm's way by chewing electrical cords or anything like that. You could remove tempting items, put away cords, phone chargers, and other items that your cat may chew on. You can also use child locks on cabinets. Offer alternatives. Provide your cat with a chew toy or other safe item to redirect their chewing behavior. You can use deterrents. Apply bitter-tasting, citrus-scented, or other pet-safe sprays or deterrents to items you don't want your cat to chew. Keep your cat preoccupied. Play with your cat or consider getting them a playmate. Create a calm environment. Stressed or anxious cats may be more likely to chew. And make plants unappetizing. Spray plants with water to startle your cat away. Actually, I heard that's bad. Don't do that if you spray them with a water bottle. Or rub ground ginger or cayenne pepper on the leaves. You can also scatter citrus peels around the base of plants to deter cats. They don't like the smell of orange. So, or they may not like it for a day or two and then be like, I ain't scared. And then they're going to go in there and mess with it anyway. So yeah, there are just some ways to stop your cat from chewing things. And I also found there's this like cat jokes, cinnamon gum from Canada. yeah, there's like 10 free jokes inside with like the gum. How do we know the earth is round? If it was flat, cats would have had pushed everything off of it by now.
That would be a catastrophe.
Who else wants to look at Rob's search browser history? I want to see what he was looking up that didn't make the cut for the cat facts.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's the cat corner for this week.
That was good, Rob. That was funny.
Yeah. That's good stuff, buddy.
That last joke was unbelievable.
I agree.
All right, boys. Four facts. The gum version. Number one. Here are your four facts. This gum was discontinued in 2024. So this year. One of its flavors was Peach Smash. Number three, it was gluten-free. And number four, the wrappers were also temporary tattoos. Discontinued this year, Peach Smash, gluten-free, wrappers were temporary tattoos. Hold up what you think it is.
I don't know, man.
Are you going to put it down?
Oops. All right. Oh, sorry.
Oops, I crapped my pants.
Discontinued this year. I don't know, man.
Omar?
I know what it is now since I saw it, but that's definitely what it was.
What? What are you saying, Rob?
Orbit.
Can't read. Orbit. Shine says bazooka. Bobby and J-Cat said fruit stripe. The answer is fruit stripe.
Yeah.
Fruit stripe gum.
Wow, fruit stripe was around that long?
Apparently.
I thought it was gone like years ago.
Wow. Temporary tattoo action, baby.
Yeah, I remember. You guys put it up. I'm like, yep, that's it.
Yeah, that's why I don't put it up at all. They're like staring at the screen. I'll tell you. All right, number two. This was launched after World War II to compete with Double Bubble. Number two, it has a unique following in Israel. Very popular in Israel. Number three, blue raspberry was a flavor from 2013 to 2019. Well, 6-year run of blue raspberry. And the 6-pack comes in a wallet packaging. Wallet in quotation marks is what they call it. Launched after World War II to compete with Double Bubble. People in Israel love it. Blue raspberry was a limited flavor apparently. And the 6-pack comes in a wallet packaging. J-Cat. It
says Manischewitz.
Okay. Matzo balls. Orbit. Bobby says Orbit. J-Cat says Manischewitz. Shine said Hubba Bubba.
Yep.
Omar?
I texted it to you. Bazooka.
Yeah,
that's a good call.
Bazooka. And Rob says Bazooka. That is correct.
That's
Bazooka
definitely gum. Correct.
The blue raspberry. I don't necessarily remember that, but I can see that. I can see the
complete. I don't remember Bazooka being in any flavors.
When you said blue raspberry only for that specific time, I'm like,
only a few
packaging.
Yeah, that little it lifts open like a flap, and you can have. I literally bought it like a week ago. It's like 6 pieces in like this like wallet thing. Yeah, Google it, son. All right, number three. First clue: it has a memorable commercial jingle. Number two. The brand name is recognized by 99% of Americans. Number three, in 1946, the rapper described the gum as a fascinating artificial flavor. The rapper said that about its own gum. And number four, the creator also created the gum Spearmint. So the creator of this gum also created Spearmint. You can just say what you think it is.
Yeah. Double mint.
J-Cat says double mint.
Double mint.
Robbie said double mint. Double mint.
I said juicy fruit.
I put juicy fruit. I direct messaged you.
Said I saw it. Juicy fruit. The correct answer is juicy fruit.
Juicy damn fruit it.
Correct. I thought the jingle would give it away, but Man, the second fact I had was like created in 1893, but you said that when you drafted Juicy Fruits, so I was like, oh, I gotta scramble.
But I didn't.
Well, I knew
I
they had
the Juicy Fruit jingle. I don't remember. I remember double mint gum,
and there was twins in the commercial all the time.
Doesn't matter. You're fresh and better at life. Oh, wait, that's Mentos.
Mentos freshness. I gotta look it up. The Juicy Fruit.
You'll know it. Yeah.
I said it earlier when you picked it. I started singing it.
Taste is gonna move you. Yeah, take a sniff, pull it out. The taste is gonna move you.
Gonna move you.
Yeah. All right, number four. I think everybody's got at least 1 point. First clue: an athlete came up with the idea for this gum. Number two: the first flavor was root beer and maple extract. Number three, it's more popular in Utah than in any other state. And this clue's great. A custom pouch was once made for Shaquille O'Neal. It was 24 by 18. So it was like a huge custom pack of this was made for him. What gum do you think that is?
It was drafted first tonight.
Yep.
Jake has
I can't write anymore, apparently, because all my pens are sucked.
Shine, you agree?
Yes, I do.
Rob agrees. Bomar?
Mm-hmm. Big League Chew.
That was your answer, or you're just agreeing?
That's my answer.
All right. Birdo?
I mean, J-Cat said it before I typed it, but that's the only thing I could think of because of a pouch. So,
yeah.
That's it.
That is correct. All five of you got that one.
God
the,
dang it.
The flavor of the root beer and the maple extract, because it was brown, it like looked like tobacco. So that's what, obviously that's why they started.
That makes sense.
All right. And the last one, clue number one, the original flavor was raspberry. Clue two, it's kosher certified parv, gluten, and peanut free. Didn't know what parv was until the other day, but number three, the slogan goes like this. First it's a candy, then it's a gum. Blank are so much fun. And number four, it's produced by Fleer, a Philadelphia-based company. If you think you know it, don't say it out loud yet. Just like if you think you really know it, so you don't help anyone out.
Sam, again real quick.
Raspberry was the original flavor. It's gluten, parve, and peanut-free. It's produced by Fleer, a Philadelphia-based company. And the slogan goes, first it's a candy, then it's a gum. Blank are so much fun. Shine says blow pops. Birdo says blow pops. Bomar?
Can't be blow pops.
Why not?
Rob says blocko pop, pop, pop.
I don't know what
Bomar?
It is.
He was going to pick it. He picked it. Why would it not be a question?
J-Cat, yeah. I was thinking that too. I thought of that.
I just went with it. I was like,
it's true. It's true. Yeah.
J-Cat
yeah.
said it earlier. It's a candy and then it's a gum. Razzles is correct. All correct. Razzles, J-Cat.
I didn't know that it was actually considered a gum. I didn't think it was.
It's candy like coated gum.
Yeah. Like you chew it.
But don't you get like a little like nib? Like you barely get.
Yeah. Anything. You have to eat like three of them
to get like a normal stick of gum. Yeah.
They're like soda caps, but they're like gum.
Bottle
caps
are
awesome. Root
the
beer,
brown
man.
Ones, the root beer. Yeah, the root beer's solid. The rest,
yeah, grape was terrible. Chalky mess.
All right, boys. Another amazing episode. The gum draft. Y'all doubted me again. Came in fire. We spit hot fire. The people will love it. Closing thoughts on the episode, Catman.
I know we picked a lot of like, you know, grape flavored gums, but if there's any doubt that you need a piece of gum, just get yourself a piece of gum because you probably need it. Stop the hot breath.
That's like,
I'm just
Aristotle
saying, that's my public. That's just my, just do it. You should always have a pack of gum around or some mints, Mentos, something. That's my public service announcement for this draft.
And if you don't have some, just ask me because you know I bowl deep.
Yeah, Bobby's always got it.
I tried an original. Always.
Always got it.
Shine, closing thoughts?
The last place finish did not surprise me.
Didn't surprise me.
I feel like I put together a pretty good draft tonight on a topic that I know very little about. Had to really kind of depend on what had to lean on what I knew 30 years ago.
Here's my question, Sean: you don't know music, you don't know movies, you don't know gum. What do you know?
I was thinking the same thing. As what does he know?
Nothing.
Jordan.
Lego. Yeah. Let's have a Jordan draft.
What if we drafted a Jordan draft?
Ducks. We should, and I hope you finish last in it.
A dunk?
That would be,
it could be a shoe. You know, it could be
anytime
a commercial.
In the last few years, we've ever had an opportunity to take him. I haven't had the opportunity. So.
Well, that's because you traded for a cheesesteak. Like the Babe Ruth trade.
That was good. I didn't trade it for a cheesesteak.
Could do an MJ draft, though. We do moments. Could just be anything.
Yeah.
It could be anything. That's a solid choice.
His birthday is about 3 months away.
Oh. Bomar, closing thoughts?
It was a good draft. Bubblicious, guys. If you guys haven't got Bubblicious, go try it. I will say my mouth started watering every time we talked about grape gum. Like just south saliva, just like, but yeah, it was a good draft. It was a lot better than I thought it was going to be. Like always,
big cat.
Don't know how well my team will do, but I drafted for me the nostalgia that I feel for everything I draft. Like I said, I'm a very basic gum chewer in my adult life. It's basically for freshness, mostly icebreakers and extra and all, you know, this stuff that I can grab. It's got a lot in it. I can throw it in each of my vehicles and go whatever. But remember when having a pack of gum made you feel like you were 10 foot tall and bulletproof. It was a different feeling when we were younger having gum. It really was. Like, I can't.
Right. You're right.
You having a pack of gum, you were bulletproof.
Yeah, really, it really did. Like, you had instant status, fresh breath. And people were always asking you, "Hey man, can I get a piece?" And I'm like, "Nah."
Like, yeah.
Awesome. I was always a benevolent person, right. So I would always give out the gum, and I felt different with having a pack. Man, I don't know what it is about it, but gum held a place like in our world when we were younger that it doesn't quite hold now. So I went heavy on the nostalgia.
Birdo,
I agree with J-Cat. You felt good when you had gum. And if you needed some and someone had it and they hooked you up, you felt like an inch taller. Like, let's go. I'm honest. I thought before this draft, I thought this was one of our worst topics. I thought everyone was going to go like mint gums and just give a bunch of random different types of mint gums. And that's not what happened. I think it was amazing. The trip down memory lane. Memories unlocked for a lot of listeners and voters. I also love my team. I just think it's different and unique. So definitely going to be a solid fourth place finish, and I'm fine with that. And once again, give credit to Bro for sticking with this topic. I almost sent out a text saying I don't think we should do it a week ago. But here we are. And my verse for this week will be Jeremiah 29:13.
That's going to do it for another episode of Life's a Draft, where none of our picks will be considered Mr. Irrelevant. Please subscribe and thanks for listening. Kaboom!
There's six flavors. There's a ton of flavors. Back up.